What's up, everybody? It's Gone with John. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. It's a beautiful day, guys. Come on in. I gotta back my camera up. I'll do it later. Anyways, hi, how are you? Good morning. It's Gone with John. Don't forget to hit like, comment, and subscribe, you motherfuckers. Well, I had a few of you guys. I've uploaded like 30 of the old live streams. Some of them are 2 and 3 hours long. To the YouTube channel, but I haven't made them live yet. I'm going to slowly release them and premiere them so that you guys can jump in the chat and fool around, have a good time, watch the old stuff. Some of it's awesome material. It's maybe not all as funny. I mean, there's still some funny, but, you know. So, anyways, that's when I was finding myself before I became, well, you know, the monster this made me. Anyways, hi guys. We got a great video planned for you today here. A great one from Man Guide. This is I Deserve a High Value Man. Oh, the point of telling you guys about the live, some of you wanted a new fresh video, so this is one of Man Guide's latest videos, I think. And new video for you here. I'll still release these new ones, guys, but sometimes I just need a break from filming. Not because this isn't fun, it's just like when you are constantly filming and doing and YouTube stuff to make content and to get content on my channel, it makes me not want to watch YouTube anymore, which is, you know, I'll still listen to something in the background sometimes, but I'm like, I'm not watching any content because I'm making content, a lot of content. Anyways, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. I've got my coffee queued up. Let's get into this. I deserve a high value man. Now, first off, let me say this, guys. Women, the fact that you want a high value man means that it's not about love and it makes all of you not deserve anything. I mean, literally, not the common sweat off a dog's balls. You don't deserve anything because you want this thing that isn't based on love. The idea of two people coming together ultimately was about love and potentially having a family and a children and, you know, procreation of the human species. That's crazy, John. Put it in the Duke hole. No. We're trying to have a society of human beings here. So what I mean is, you're supposed to want love. The fact that you don't and that you want provisioning or stability or money or a guy of high value, you're a cunt. It means that it's not based on love and the whole pretense of what you're doing is completely wrong and a little deceiving, which is completely in line with your character, women. Anyways, let's not get sidetracked. Let's see if any of these women are delusions. Delusional.
Minimum height.
Whoa. Yikes. Listen, now, while there is enough alcohol to get the job done, guys, this is like a 4, maybe? I'm going to say average, because not to be hurtful. You know me, I always don't want to offend anyone. go ahead.
6 feet.
Yeah, that's where they get you. Would you exclude obesity?
Absolutely.
Right. I would actually exclude obesity, too. I can get with, like, a regular 5, a regular normal girl that isn't all dolled up, or the dolled up one, or as long as she's not fat. Sorry. I mean, I'm not sorry because I have standards and you like money, so fuck you, ladies. How dare you not like fat women? You bitches want money, you cunts. You shallow, lying-ass, manipulative pieces.
Minimum income, so.
I'm gonna say at least 200.
Right. You, huh?
200 grand?
You can be 30 years old.
Oh my goodness. Take a guess at how many, what percentage of men fit this criteria? 2%? Much lower. It's 0.049%.
Right, and she thinks she qualifies for that. Now, I know there are a lot of you guys that would fuck this, and that's probably why she's all twisted up in the head thinking that she's the shit. Because guys will throw sausage in her general direction. I understand. I mean, listen, I've dumped a batch somewhere, you know, less of a thrilling, you know. So, yeah, that's why she's all inflated and thinking that she's the shit.
All right, is this going on the TV?
The TV. It's been a long time since we didn't have the internet and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and, huh? What?
What is the ideal age? So I'm 27.
And it's too late.
And I would say I would want them to be older. So.
Right. You've been ran through. Guys don't like girls that have slept around. You're 27. No matter what, you fucked a lot of guys, sucked a lot of guys. No thanks. Nope. No, we don't want to hang out and play in the place where all the sausages dangled. You know what I'm saying? Nope. This is a no. And ladies, well, how dare you say that? Okay, well, gay men and cucks are going to love that. The men that aren't quite there are the bi men. No offense to those men. I'm just saying. They'll like all that. They'll like all that. But you're not going to like them as much. But I digress.
So, like, my, like, range that I look for is 28 to 35.
Right. You know how old you are in comparison? I mean, as a 47-year-old man, I'm just saying that, not that I would do such a thing, but I know a couple of girls that are like 23 now, and I knew them when they were 20. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying that, like, this is, it's amazing. Like, okay, ladies, I want you to try to stay with me. I don't ever want to be in a relationship again, ever, because it's fucking stupid, and it's never been a good thing. It's always great when you're in it, sucks when you're out of it, and then you think about it. What did I do wrong? And no. No, thanks. I'm not wasting my time like that anymore. But in the event I wanted to borrow a little friction, it's just, as a man who, you know, you girls are looking for relationships, put yourself in a man's shoes. I'm joking, of course. But if you think about it, like, men have these options available and you're like, well, I want a man to love me at 27 and care about me, even though I've had a bunch of sausages in me. No. I mean, even mathematically, the 22-year-old, 23-year-olds, 20-year-olds are going to have had less sausages. More now, because girls are whores now, or sluts, or whatever you want to call them. But, 27? No.
What would you want his income to be? I feel like this is going to sound bad. I feel like 300,000.
Whore. You're a whore. Prostitute. It's fine. It's the oldest profession in the books. No, but, you know, no heat, no shade, ladies. Money is important too. You're a whore. Prostitute. 304. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not trying to shame you, because let's face it, y'all have no shame. You damn whores. I'm joking. But seriously, though, this whole, it ain't about love to y'all. And the real problem men have with that is we thought this was about love. Like, we actually value honor, loyalty, duty, dignity, kindness, you know, man traits, you know. And if we could find a woman who, you know, ideally wasn't a man, it's getting harder to do that. It doesn't matter. If we could find a woman who had the loyalty, duty, dignity, honor, compassion, all of the wonderful things about men, not like that. But if we could find that type of behavior in a vagina, that'd be great for a man. The problem is, that's not who y'all are. Let's continue. You've chosen to be who you are, though, women, so we kind of blame you. Because when given free will and us not patriarchy and controlling you, which, well, you are better off that way, it does. Now that you've had free will, this is what you've chosen. Loose whoredom. Don't seem like you're a good person.
All right. Let's get to it. Maria, baby. 28 to 35. I don't know if it's looking too good. We'll exclude married men. Any race. We'll do average height of a dude, 5'8". Exclude obesity. And she wants a whopping 300K. Let's see how many cat bags she gets. Let's go. 0.098% with a 5 out of 5 cat bags.
Wow.
In the West, feminism has ruined women. The new religion of feminist...
I had somebody ask me, so I'm going to... I'll go over this. Sorry. Somebody asked, so... I posted something a week or so ago about getting a new phone because I destroyed my old one. This is my old phone here. I actually got the screen to come back on, and I got the Google 6 Pixel. Somebody asked. That's the only reason. And then the screen started working, and then I dropped it like 2 days later, and now it's broken up here with glass pieces falling out and broken down here with glass pieces falling out. So that sucks. Anyways, I took the 6 Pixel back because my phone started working again. And I was like, shit, I ain't gonna spend money on a phone. And then that broke. So I went back and I had to get a, it's a Samsung A54 or whatever on Verizon's Straight Talk. Somebody asked, sorry. Anyways, let's get back into this shit show here. Yeah, no sexism, women. Please knock it off.
Wokeism is a virus that's infected the minds of women with pure delusion.
Well, that area was ripe for the growing of delusion, you know?
Men have recognized this and are walking away in massive numbers.
Cheers.
And it's freaking women out because they're being forced kicking and screaming into self-reflection.
Mm.
The exact things that feminism has campaigned so hard for over the last 10 years have created a dating culture in the West that's so hostile. The average man has no logical choice but to walk away from it.
And if you're one of those guys right now that's like, hey, that's me, I'm the average man. No, it fucking isn't. That's right. This message has been brought to you by Gone with John. Don't settle for being an average man. And by what I mean by that is it's not to be better than other people, but you always want to be better than yourself. Always be bettering yourself. I know. But trust me, it's like learning to throw a ball up in the air and catch it, or anything else that involves your hand-eye coordination and reflexes, not video games. I'm talking about IRL, or in real life for the old people. It's better to better yourself, and the sharper you become as a tool for yourself, this will be helpful for you down the road. Anyways, I don't want to get too preachy. Let's get back into the video.
Women used to be the gatekeepers of sex.
Don't even fuck with me if you're average, though. Period.
While men were the gatekeepers of commitment. This was a system that worked.
You better be striving for better. Sorry.
For tens of thousands of years. Sexual competition drove men to be.
This looks manly, doesn't it? You can tell by the way he's holding it.
Become better protectors and providers.
Get off my ear, whore. I'm trying to have my cigar.
Fighters, while women watched from the sidelines and picked the men.
He's like chilling, trying to enjoy his cigar, and she's like biting on him, and oh, hey, it's all about me. Pay attention to me. You're liking that cigar. Pay attention to me. I'm sorry, ladies. I don't know what's wrong with me.
And who did the best. And if she couldn't get the top hunter of the tribe, she'd say hard luck and settle for a good enough man to raise a family with.
Tyrone, take them off our hands, sir. Enjoy. They're all, you know, enjoy it. Also, look at this lovely person here with the bull. Is this like a door knocker? You know, like if you want a blowjob from one of these terrible people, you just knock on the door, a little lip ring thing. It's not a great joke, guys, but I did slide in a blowjob whore reference. So, you know, you got to grade on a curve here sometimes, guys. It's early in the morning.
But before we go any further,
comment of the day from ManGuide. Make sure you go over to ManGuide, check out his channel. He does excellent work, and we love fair using his videos here. But I always make you go to his channel to get to the comment of the day. That way you can go give him some support. It's a little loud. Sorry.
But what happens when that system gets corrupted?
Boy, I don't want to be this man's age laying here next to a woman. Let's lay in opposite directions and waste my fucking day. Sorry, ladies. This is what hanging out with you is like. You always want to do the dumbest of shit. And we're like, ugh, all right, we'll go to the antique flea market.
What would happen if all of a sudden women started saying that the top hunter isn't tall enough or doesn't have a big enough dick?
You like popsicles?
Not at the dick comment, but the booty.
Or
hers.
He just gives her the ick for no discernment.
Ah, is this Sinbad?
Reason. What happens when the women of the tribe completely lose contact with reality and refuse to settle for anything less than the godly image they have in their minds? Well, if this suddenly happened in an ancient tribal society, it would be considered demonic.
There, dear. It's fine. It's totally fine, dear. I know about your OnlyFans account. And she's feeling terrible about it and conflicted. But there's nothing wrong with it, right, ladies? It's nothing wrong with high body count. Body count doesn't matter. But you feel shame, don't you, girls? Isn't that interesting how you can say that it doesn't matter? I say that it does matter. You don't give a fuck what I think. But you do feel shame, don't you? Can't argue with that, can you?
Possession and the shaman of the tribe would come in to fix it.
Hopefully with some peyote.
If he couldn't. The tribe would self-destruct within two generations.
Mm.
Let me be clear. This is exactly what's happening in the West.
How's?
A woke mind virus full.
Guys, I would love to live like this. I mean, not a woman. I mean, the freedom of a woman or a cat, basically, because they're kind of the same. They do nothing and lay around and like, nothing matters. This. Yeah. Even if you're on vacation, guys, and look, I don't even get raising your hands when you're on a roller coaster. I remember when I was a kid and I didn't like roller coasters, but dad and everybody, the sister, stepsister, was like, hey, yeah, we put our hands up in the air on the turns and oh, it's so fun because you let go of the bar. And I'm like, that doesn't help me, you know? Like, it doesn't do anything for me fear-wise. I'm already on the roller coaster. We're going upside down. There's shit happening. And they're like, take your hands off. And what are we doing? What does this mean? Like, this signal here, what does this do? Can anyone tell me? Yay, our hands are up. We're having fun now. I don't understand you human beings sometimes.
...of delusional feminist propaganda has infected the minds of women. It's created a toxic wildfire of delusion that's destroyed the dating market, making it impossible for good, hardworking men even to be considered for a date by an average woman.
Average? Oof. What I mean is, ladies, y'all used to try to be so much so that men would want you, but now you try to do so much through makeup, but no effort whatsoever on anything else in your life. It's a weird thing to watch, to be honest with you. You used to take pride in who you were as a person, and now you are trying to become the biggest whore, which seems like it would make a great reality show if it weren't so reality.
It used to be the case that even an average man would usually end up with an average woman.
Bitch, I'm trying to take pictures. Always up on you, kissing on you. Pay attention to me. I know we're out here in nature and it's beautiful and you've got your expensive camera out snapping shots, but kiss me. Pay attention to me. Ladies.
It wasn't perfect, but at least you got laid regularly and could...
It's tax season!
Build a family.
Sorry, Tyrone, I couldn't help it. No disrespect. It's actually funny. Sorry.
Now, average women demand the top 10% of...
Average women. I'm assuming he's just talking and reading his points. No offense, man. God, I apologize for interrupting, but I would have said grandmotherly cunts, just based off the image.
Ben, and they refuse to settle for anything less.
Hmm.
Social media has spread the...
Somebody needs a few more ice cream seasons, I believe, so I'll just be quiet.
Illusion far and wide to the point where most women in the West are now caught in the trap.
Listen, if you're under the age of like 18 and you have colored hair as a woman, you look really immature and stupid. It makes you look like you're not a competent human being that a man would even want to talk to or fuck because you could potentially be... crazy, which we realize is really just you are crazy and it could be this much or this much or whatever. But if you're a girl and you're, I'd say, over 18 years old and have colored hair, no bueno. This is a cute look for girls between the ages of like, well, I don't want to say cute like that, but I mean, when they start doing their hair, you know, it's high school area and they do there with a little color here and there. I mean, that's what they want to do and it's cool. Okay, they're at that age still. Let's face it, most high school boys don't know their ass from a hole in the ground anyways. Sorry, guys. But this shit as an adult.
The vast majority of men...
What are you, with the circus? You got a clown shoe somewhere?
...are invisible to women because of this delusional mind virus creating standards that are so insane they should be considered a mental disorder.
Go, women! Let's raise our hands again. Yay! What did we do? No, we were just born with a vagina. Let's celebrate. Wait, but we didn't accomplish it. But we didn't do anything. Yet it's okay. Don't worry. Yay, us. Huh?
Think I'm exaggerating? I'm not. A mental disorder happens when a person loses contact with reality.
Probably not talking about me.
And this is exact.
Look at this fucking... What is it, the Matrix, guys? What are we doing? What are we doing? Nice Adam's apple, ma'am.
Exactly what's happened with women. This impact on women's standards and worldview is...
Right. Don't give her the baby, whatever you do.
Plummeting the birth...
Probably throw it out the window.
Create in ways that are unprecedented in the West. Such a rapid drop in birth rate in such little time has never been seen in recorded history outside of a mass extinction.
Is this my baby?
Event. With the woke feminist mind virus, we're still talking about...
Hold on, baby. Mommy's on her phone right now. Keep sleeping, baby. Mommy's busy. I'm sorry, girls. I don't know what's...
A mass extinction, but it's completely self-inflicted.
Bitch, I'm gonna throw this sock at you with my terrible bangs. Yeah, your hair looks like dryer lint, ma'am. Very dry, brittle. You know what I'm saying? And you're throwing socks around. And who's this dude that's like, it's fine. She has a problem with something. She's got on like half a shirt, long sleeves, but her midriff's showing. I don't get it. I'm that old man, I guess, now. I'm like looking at shit and I'm like, wait a minute. I understand if you're wearing like a tank top or a short sleeve shirt and you got some midriff showing, but a long sleeve shirt implies that maybe it's cold outside and you wouldn't want as much skin showing, but then your midriff is showing, so the whole long sleeve thing goes out the window. I don't understand you kids.
Afflicted. It's self-destructive that feminists are calling...
push her through the... I'm just kidding. I'm joking in Minecraft, of course. Buddy, ma'am, why do y'all do this? I'm gonna... throw something at him and act like I can beat him up and don't be ridiculous.
Progressive.
But just in case you want to test that theories, ladies, the fights are coming up in which some women who have a penis are going to be fighting some of you women who don't have a penis. That's going to be interesting. I will turn up to watch that. I mean, not turn up, but I'm going to watch and just see what happens. I'm curious. What's a better word? It's going to be funny. It's going to be funny.
Aggressive self-destruction. Bravo, ladies. This is insanity. And walking away as a man is the best thing you can possibly do. One of the symptoms of the delusional mind virus is delusional dating standards that are completely out of touch with reality. For example,
this old woman with this young man.
Women today have never prioritized height more than they do.
Height. They'll have a bad body like this. Now, I know y'all don't know this, but I was alive in the 90s. This is not a good body. This is not him. He's, not fine, but this is some fat, droopy-ass yogurt. This ain't good. She ain't been in the gym. She ain't trying to eat right. She's not trying to be healthy. Now, I know some of you now, today, don't recognize that because you're like, well, wait a minute. Now, she's not as fat as a... Believe me, back in the day... they were very thin, petite, attractive, and feminine. And as they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, like this, I said bigger, YouTube, it's not attractive anymore. I know. And you guys are, well, she's not as fat as Lizzo. Well, I mean, technically you're right, but this was beyond my realm. I was never a point where I was like, this is what I'm going after. Now, some have turned into this, but rightfully so. They earned it. You know, they went through the process. They were there for a long time. No problem. I loved those women for who they were. But I never shot for, you know. Yeah.
Now, even though in the past, it may...
You like popsicles?
Her.
It made much more sense for women to feel safe because life was far more hostile. A taller man had a better chance of protecting her or warning off predators. But now, we're repeatedly...
Oh, strong and independent. Let me cry on you. I'm just as good and just as strong and just as equal as you are, but boo-hoo. Can I cry on you? I'm a strong, independent woman. I can do anything and better than you, and I'm awesome. And a woman. And you're fired. Get out of here. With your male penis. I'm just gonna cry for a little while. Rather than take any action, solve the problem, I'm just gonna have a good pissy cry. Ladies, why do you do this?
Beaten over the head.
How does this help? I understand you have emotions and all this stuff, and I could just, you know, fucking, oh my god. Listen, we're trying to have a world and a society on this mud ball down here, guys, and you motherfucking humans are like, my feelings, I feel like this and I feel like that, and I think that's, you know, we can't let everyone's feelings dictate how we run the... There's just too many of us to go by and one by one adjust to each and every one of your own psychosis. Ease. Psychosis is... Psych. You're fucked up.
With the message that women aren't damsels in distress who need to be saved by insecure men who want to prove their masculinity.
Yeah, I gotta show these people I can get a woman and I got the prettiest woman. I gotta show them. It don't matter if she cheated on me. Oh, if she liked Tupac, I'm sorry, Will. You see, you gotta prove that you're tough and you're a badass. Oh, well, don't. I'm not insecure. I don't care if she sleeps with other dudes. You're a dummy because you believed women. You are Adam, stupid. You know, allegedly, of course. What I mean is, yeah, it's not insecure if you want your woman to yourself. It's been the way society's been forever, and it's also been what we've been trying to get women on board with, because when they don't live this way, you get what we have in society today, which doesn't appear that a lot of women are happy if you think of the fact that 25% of them are on some sort of head meds, and another 25 to 30% are on some other drug, and another 25% of them are definitely on alcohol. Some of them are mixing all of those things together. So you end up with like a 60% population of women who are using substances to get by, and many of them are doing it because of their trauma. Their terrible trauma. I swear it's listen, this is going to be a little touchy. Let me think how to word this. There are so many women, the Me Too movement and all these things that talk about all these terrible things that went through and they've been through, and a man traumatized them one night or whatever, and it's awful. It's all just awful. However, many of those women will have fucked 10,000 men or 10,000 times, maybe only 5 guys, but 10,000 times. It's, well, weird that if you've slept with and you have a body count of 300 and you're like, yeah, but Rodney last Tuesday raped me. Well, is it, I mean, I know, but I don't get it. These poor ladies, so much going on.
The same women who push that message are the ones with a ridiculous height requirement.
Right.
If you aren't a damsel in distress and you don't need a man to protect you, why do you suddenly need a man who's 6'3"?
They like that big dick. I mean, I'll just tell you right now. I know. Guys, I remember. They just like that big dick. That's what my aunt used to say anyway. I'm just kidding. I'm joking, guys.
For what reason? Because he makes you feel safe?
No, because they don't want no little bitty dick dude. Period. And if you got a little dick dude, I apologize. Sorry, this ain't about you. It's a different guy with a tiny penis. Don't clip that.
Didn't you just say you didn't need a man to protect you?
Mm-hmm.
Either you need a man to protect you or...
We're just liars. We're all just lying about everything we say and do and the way we look and who we are as a person. We're just putting on the best version of ourselves that isn't our true self. And we're just lying and manipulating our way through lives. I'm being a woman now, guys. Can you tell? Don't clip that.
You're a strong, independent woman who doesn't. You can't have it both ways, ladies.
And some of you men are out here trying to go both ways too, but don't focus on it.
And you can learn why this requirement is straight up delusional with a simple Google
search. Yuck, your pussy? That's gross.
5'9" is the average height. If you're sitting around waiting for a guy over 6 feet to approach you and want to date you, you'd better be a solid 10, which most of you aren't. This relates to another delusion that I'll get into a little.
There are no tens, guys. Only zeros through like 8, and then there's makeup and surgery. Period. Unless she's 18 years old. Some of those 18-year-old girls. Well, because of the youth, their 8 becomes a 10. Let's not focus on it. I mean, I'll focus on it later, but...
A little later. But for now, another ridiculous delusion is that he should make at least 6 figures and pay for everything.
I want you to have some balls and act like you care about me!
This is an example of women picking and choosing the things they want in society. Feminism is the biggest barrel of irrational bullshit you can imagine.
Cheers.
And it's examples like these that demonstrate it the most. Feminism has been screaming the message for years that women are strong, independent, and don't need a man. Well, please tell me, if that's true, then why does he need to be making 100?
I got a tattoo of a cross on my neck because I'm a badass. I'm a bit of a badass. I'm sorry, guys. These girls are all stretched out. Let's go back a little. Gentlemen, listen. I know you're tough. I know you're a badass and you're a tough guy. I get it. I've seen and known many a tough guys throughout my life. Seen one or two of them pass away in the most brutal of fashions. It wasn't a good thing. But you know what? They weren't as tough, I guess, if you think about it during the process. But all this, I'm the tough guy. Look at me. Listen to my Harley. It screams that you're not comfortable with yourself because you're looking for the attention. I'm just putting it out there. I know. It signifies to the women that I'm a badass. Look at this badass here sitting here with these two broads, apparently signing something. That's never good. Oh, you're in the presence of two women and signing a document? Not good, sir. No bueno. And all of the neck tattoos aren't going to save you or distract from the fact that my beard and your beard don't grow in great. It's fine.
$100K a year when the average yearly income is around $35,000. How does that make logical sense?
Right.
I'll answer it for you. It doesn't. Because almost no woman has ever stopped to ask why he actually needs to be making this much.
They just like money. That's the only reason they're with the dude. That's why they don't want to sign the prenup. That's why they want the marriage. It's not because she loves you. Believe me, when she's funneling your balls, guys, she loves you fine. No, I mean, she doesn't actually love you, but what I mean is she needs that paperwork. That's why she'll funnel the balls, allegedly. You know, gargle the kids and all that stuff that they do. The terrible, disgusting things that they do, ladies. Yeah, they want the paperwork. They don't actually care about you. They want the money. And they need that paperwork to make sure they get the money. If not now, then later. What if later they fall out of love? Right? Or she's not happy. That's grounds for divorce as far as they're concerned. It's Tuesday. I hate you.
It's usually the women who don't respect men and only see them as an ATM that have these unreasonable requirements. Men, if a woman finds income so important, especially if she's broke, do yourself a favor. Run.
Run anyways, guys.
As fast as you can. Block her number, move on. She was just looking to use you. Save your money and rub one out if you have to. Just don't put up with
champagne of victory, boys. I'm just saying. Better to not get prostate cancer, take care of that every now and again, and not involve a broad. Because if you do involve a broad, and look, I get it, I've involved plenty of these fucking people. It could be very problematic for you in a number of ways. Take it from a man who's been through some of the problematic things that take place when you delve into this unfillable cavern, we'll call it.
Bullshit because you're horny. We're better than that. Another delusion of modern women is that they only seem to be traditional when it suits them. They want the benefits of equality without any sacrifice or...
Ugh. See those gums, guys? And good lord, she looks like she has fake Halloween teeth, is I think what Patrice O'Neill called it one time. She looks like she's got silly putty gums. She's got some big gums. Look at those teeth. I'm sorry.
Responsibility.
Ah! Shit. Damn.
A man wanting a tradition.
Ugh. All right, so I picture myself sometimes as the man in these roles that the women... All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to lean over our too small to eat at table. All right, we're going to have weird things on the table to begin with. Three drinks, only two of us. Let's not talk about it. We're going to lean over the table. I'm going to put something in my mouth. Looks like a plant for some reason. And then you're going to try to get the plant too. Huh? What? It's going to be cute. What? Yeah, at least I can see your tits from this angle. You know, if I'm this guy anyways.
Traditional feminine woman is...
Oh, boy. Where's my shit hitting the fan? That's not it. Oh, shit, I don't have it anymore. Anyways, sorry.
It's considered sexist and misogynistic, but a woman demanding that a man pay for her meal in a traditional way is considered empowering.
Are you friend-zoning him?
Yeah, we're just gonna go out as friends from
okay,
now
okay, so
on.
You're turning him down because he paid?
No dude wants to be his friend.
Because he paid or he...
Or sorry, excuse me, because he split the bill.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you do have an issue if a guy wants to split the bill.
They care about money. This is what they don't understand, is they think, well, men should just want to pay because men have always paid and it's always been the role of men, but they don't want to do any of the roles that have ever been the roles of women. This is where you lose men, because men are very, we don't want to get fucked either, ladies. I mean, allegedly. What I mean is there needs to be an equal level of like, okay, this is about love. We agree, right? Yes? Okay. But that's obviously a lie because they don't love you. But at very least, you would very much pretend to be in love with your husband and stay quote unquote forever because he's paying, right? Because under that pretense, we will pay. But it's all a lie. They just want the money, which means we're being used. And they would call it being scammed by a scam artist. And it is an illegal crime if anyone else does it. But if you should so happen to have a vagina, well, scam all the people you want to for profit. No problem there, girl. Yeah, call it love. Suck that dick. Oh, you whores. Yeah. Yeah, they get encouraged to do it. But you men, how dare you want to touch a booty? What's wrong with you liking boobies and stuff? You should be gay like your friend Carlos.
Yeah.
Why?
I just think traditionally, like, a man should pay on the first date.
Right.
You're not a traditional woman.
I think I'm quite traditional.
No. No.
My own ways.
You do OnlyFans. There's nothing. I have OnlyFans girls on the show.
Yeah, probably spanked it to a few of her whatever type of Asian pictures that she is, because let's face it, boys, you know.
You like popsicles?
I'm fine with it. However, you're not a traditional woman.
Right.
I think I'm pretty traditional.
Yeah, you're a whore. It's fine. Me, you're a whore. Selling ass, selling pictures of ass, it's the same thing. You're a whore. You're selling your sexuality, ladies. This has been prostitution since day one. Same with modeling, same with actresses, all of it.
You a virgin? Yes. You said your body count, and look,
I'm not saying, you know, that I'm better than anybody. I'm just saying that, but this, you are this thing. According to the English language, which I know y'all are trying to burn that shit to the ground, you're this thing by definition.
I'm shaming you, but your body count's 16, right? A traditional woman is a virgin.
Right. 16, guys. Listen, I know that's low for girls nowadays, or certainly low for a 30 or 40-year-old girl, but... well, old lady, really. But back in the 90s, man, I was with girls that, you know, I was like their second dude. And serious, like you would know them. Everyone at school knew they didn't fuck around. And she was like the dorky girl, which those were. Whew. Yeah.
Well, I disagree.
Doesn't fucking matter that you disagree. That's what I tell people on my channel when they come over here in my comments. John, I disagree. Oh, go fuck your mother. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me that you disagree. This isn't a debate channel. I don't care. I'm going to put out information for my people. And anyone that wants to stay and watch and have a good time, you're very welcome to. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm John. I'm a bit nutty and I'm an asshole. Okay? So we've covered all the bases. So let's take out the I disagree part. Now we're just having a good time. There you go.
It's not my definition of traditional. Go
fuck yourself. My definition. My truth. Ladies, what happened to you?
Definition, bro.
This is such a blatant double standard. If feminism were as remotely interested in equality as it says it is, it would encourage women to pay. But it doesn't. It tells modern women that they're victims. They've always been victims, and they should keep demanding more and more. Men have had their fun for the whole of human history.
Can you imagine being that other man's age and still trying to have women in your life and being like, I want a woman around, and they just give me so much life and vitality. Now, no offense to this man. I'm on my way to this age. I'm not shaming or down on this man. I'm saying, can you imagine being my age, 47 or older, and trying to make a woman your fucking prerogative so that you can feel better about yourself? Not feel lonely, I need the validation of another human being. I understand there are men going through this and battling this, but the reason I'm saying this is for you men to understand that you've made it, dude. Okay, that part was before when we believed in the fairy tale. Now we understand that it was a fairy tale, it wasn't real, and you're still trying to hold on to this idea of I'm going to have a woman in my life as I grow old, and we're going to stroll through the meadows and the... Man, why is that so important to you? Because that's what your parents told you? Because that's what society and Hollywood showed you? And you're like, this, I got to have this thing. I hope you guys get past that. Life's way more important than this fucking, not him, but her, putting up with this shit.
They're victims. They've.
She's over there sweating in menopause. I'm just kidding. Ladies, huh?
Always been victims, and they should keep demanding more and more. Men have had their fun for the whole of human history.
Right.
Now it's time for the sisterhood to claim the goods. As I keep saying, it's not about equality. It's about power.
They want to trade goods and services for your money. Period. That's all they're interested in. It's become apparent throughout history of even looking at feminism. Oh, we want to be in the workplace. We want to have this. We want to do everything that men can do. Okay, but you didn't have to do that before. We were providing it for you and trying to make your life easier. It was kind of a nice thing of us to do, to be honest with you. But I know it feels like oppression because you're a fucking maniac. Allegedly.
Delusional. Hey. Feminism has also convinced women to demand that a man be strong, masculine, and a natural leader. Now, men...
Ugh.
Can you believe...
Yeah, let's eat fruit on a plate and we'll be in this beautiful location and I'll waste my fucking time looking at your dumbass. Same lady you've seen in Frog Balls, Arkansas and spent all this time with. Now you're eating some, you know, cantaloupe on a boat, staring at her plastic-ass fork. Huh? What? And look around. There's a whole world around you guys. Stop wasting your time with these broads. Look, I know. They want you to because they quote-unquote love you. Mm-mm. If I was in this locale here, I would be fishing or eating at some shit like a steak or some chicken or some lobster, some shrimp, or eating cantaloupe with this lady. Shit.
Leave this? Like, can you actually grasp how much of a monumental...
Your hair is tickling my nose and my balls and my legs and my ass. Your hair is everywhere.
Clusterfuck hypocrisy this is. For the past 20 years, what have we been told? I'll remind you.
Flatbacks.
We've been told that masculinity is toxic and men are oppressive sexual predators. Masculine energy is something to be suppressed and contained. Men need to do better and stop hurting women.
Right. Huh?
Men should open up and be more like women.
Oh, just open up, boys. Open up that booty cheek. Open up that mouth. Open up. Be more open. Be more soft. Be more sweet. Oh, don't say that. Oh, that's too harsh, John. Open up, boys. Let's have it. Let us know about your feelings. Come on, sir. Don't you want to open up and be softer? A weaker, more vulnerable version of yourself, so that the ultimate predator that is preying on us all has a better chance? Don't you want to believe in love? Don't you want to take care of a woman? Save my lady, please? Gentlemen, just marry these broads. Come on, guys, I'm being Matt Walsh now. Just marry them. It's I know, it's fucked up and it's broken system and they all pretty much heathens and whorelets. But yeah, just marry them. It's all good.
Well, why the hell did women say this when their sexual preferences for a strong, masculine man haven't changed?
What a strange place to be talking about sexual preference if you know, you know. I'm just kidding.
It's almost like women want the average man to fail hard by telling him bullshit. Feminism and
Let's sit under a blanket and have a few laughs. Yeah, listen, I used to be cool with this, man. Like, I used to look at these and I'm like, ah, sweet and so kind and so caring. And oh, look at that, guys. They're sitting together under a blanket. It's cold outside. As a man now that's a little bit more knowledgeable and has more wisdom, I think to myself, one, why is she getting her whore body on my blanket? Two, why am I outside and not inside? And if I'm outside for camping or fun purposes, why is a woman around? Allegedly. Unless, of course, she's one of my daughter. That would be acceptable. But this... Let's sit outside. She's telling him jokes, and he's like, this shit isn't funny at all.
Modern women told men they should be softer, more gentle, and kinder.
Why? Why would you want it to be softer, guys? If you had a sword or a knife and you were headed into quote-unquote battle, would you want it to be sharper or duller? Right.
Those are the women they want, apparently. So, many...
I'll hold you while you play guitar. I'll hold you like you're one of my little baby boys and you strum the guitar. Okay, mommy. I'm sorry. That's just what I see.
Men listened and decided to adopt those
Whee!
Characteristics only for women to disrespect, abuse, and cheat on them with the Chad she... met at the gym. She'll then tell her girlies that
Blondie,
that her ex-boyfriend was too nice.
Yeah, the other one's old.
He didn't.
They're both old, but you know,
never
dominate
mind. Me enough.
Sorry.
Modern feminism says one thing and does another thing completely. The truth is, women don't want men who act like women. They'll say that that's what they're looking for, but it's complete BS.
Right. If you know, you know. They don't like those guys, the respectful, soft, sweet guys. Yeah, he's such a nice guy. And even the guy that she doesn't want to bone that comes up to her and is abrupt about the shit and is like, yeah, this is what I'm interested in. And she's like, no, not you. And he's like, okay. But at least she knows where that guy stands. It's all the fake motherfuckers that come up to him. I'm a nice guy. He's got a, you know, freezer full of bodies. His lampshades are all made out of younger women's skin. You know what I'm saying, guys? That's the guys women are really the worried about. They at least respect the guy that has the balls to be up front of him. It doesn't matter. I'm not telling you how to get women because, quite frankly, they're a cancer on you as a man. Sorry, ladies, but it's true. Allegedly.
Watch what women emotionally respond to, who they fantasize about, and how they behave.
Right. It's not the hedge fund guy. It's not the, who is it? Pookie, Ray Ray, Chad, Tyrone, Brad. He's busy, doesn't care about her at all. And it's money. It's those two things. And they will make the exception for, even though they want money and they're kind of whores, they'll make an exception and sleep with a broken Chad or Pookie. Do you know why? The bad boy. Women are quote-unquote, of the devil, according to most religions. But don't focus on that. But it is interesting that they do appear to like the bad boy, the felon, the drug dealer, the scammer, right? You know what I'm talking about. Good job, ladies. You played yourself.
You'll know it's a lie.
What do you think is the most attractive muscle on a guy?
Arms. Abs.
You like popsicles? You like popsicles?
Okay, why do you think arms?
Dude, because have you seen a guy with nice arms? Oh my god, they just walk around and they're attractive.
I need to get back to the gym. Not to be attractive for these broads, but I've been meaning to, and yesterday I went back. It was lovely. I think I rode the bike for like 15 minutes, like just under 5 miles, and I had jelly legs after. I'm getting, I gotta get back in shape, guys, you know? So do you. So do you.
Are you kidding me?
Start slow, though.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
What do you
think? Abs are covered by shirts. Abs are covered all the time.
Okay,
arms
but like,
are just out and about.
Nobody has nice arms and no abs. I mean, some guys have bigger arms and then a beer belly-ish kind of a thing. But, I mean, usually if you've got decently defined arms, you have decently defined abs because your body fat is a lower percentage. I don't want to get too complicated into it, but let's just...
I don't know if they have, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I need a guy that has, like, better abs, you know?
Although the more these two are talking, you know, it's like the less anything makes logical sense in my brain because I'm hearing something that sounds like stupid, but I'm seeing a good time.
Oh, like...
What if he's, like, jacked, right? But he's just got...
flabby abs.
Yeah.
Well, if he's, like, bulking, then, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So, like, yeah.
Oh, she knows what's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
She knows what's up, indeed. It's almost like she's been around some gym bros.
Another textbook delusion is that a man should have a solid six-pack or be in fitness model shape.
Just be a man. be strong enough or capable enough to move quickly if necessary, avoid danger if necessary, or become danger if necessary. That's all. Just be that in shape.
I have a couple of problems with this. The first is that a six-pack is insanely hard to achieve and maintain.
Yes.
This isn't being whiny, it's being realistic. Unless you're one of those naturally athletic men, it requires extreme dedication and hard work.
I think you guys should put extreme dedication into hard work into anything that you want, no matter what. No matter what. If you're not crazy motivated about it, you will not make it happen. And if you're the kind of guy like me who was lazy for a long time, but now want to make things happen, you have to get crazy motivated about it and work hard. Let's continue.
Everyone can achieve it, but it's hard. Most women don't give a shit about that. It's considered...
Look at this dumb as shit. God. How do you get like this? Like, did you just give up on life completely? What are you doing? And why even bother coloring your hair and putting makeup on if your body looks like this, ladies? I'm just being real. Like, seriously, if you can't get your body in shape, your makeup and all that other shit is just garbage bullshit to manipulate and dissuade, you know, disillusion men about who you are. But you have a bad body. Here's the tip, ladies. You don't even have to have makeup or be pretty if you got a great body. True story. You work out, take care of yourself, you're in shape, and you have a feminine looking body. You can have what we call a butter face. You might be a double bagger. It's fine. It's where we put a bag on your head and a bag on my head in case your bag falls off. But at least men will still want you because you have a nice body. But this is a whole butter body. Butter ball body. I mean, shit.
Perfectly normal for a solid 5 out of 10.
Your damn shirt don't even fit. Look, I got on. Ugh. I'm sorry.
And a woman with a chubby poofa and 3 kids to demand that her man...
This guy looks happy, doesn't he? Happily married, 30 years.
And be in peak physical.
She looks like him, which is, you know, good luck rubbing one out at that age to this.
Physical condition for her to even consider sleeping with him.
Hmm.
Society says it's empowering for a woman to have those kinds of standards.
Society's, stupid. So.
But when men want a fit, slim woman, it's a case of unrealistic beauty standards imposed by a misogynistic patriarchal society.
But I'll be honest with you, stop listening to women and it doesn't matter what they say. Men, I think that that's unrealistic beauty standards.